It was sunset time in Nazira town. Folks were beginning to make preparations for the rest of the night. Along the road, weary oxen plodded slowly. Lines of villagers trotted homeward with their plows on their shoulders. Herds of cows were being driven home through the dust by the small boys and barking yellow dogs. The bazaar was in its final state of hubbub. Many were gathering up their wares preparatory to leaving. The fishmongers were hoarsely telling folks that the remaining fish would be sold at a bargain. This last announcement interested a tall, high-caste boy who had just come to the bazaar from his nearby village. He was high-born, belonging to the aristocracy of the province, who take such pride in the fact that the blood of the ancient Ahom kings flow in their veins. While he was bargaining for the fish, a burst of music from the opposite direction drew his attention. He hastily finished his transaction and proceeded to find out who the musicians were. Then he saw them, a band of Christian evangelists who were preparing to hold a short service. Folks would listen better when the noise of the places were lessening. The people crowded around, fascinated by the melody. The tall youth from the village elbowed his way to the front. The songs were about the God-man Jesus, who was the world's redeemer. He knew not what that meant. Then there was preaching, and more of the doctrine explained. Then they gave out pamphlets to those who could read, or had someone at home who could read. The lad stretched out his hand eagerly and received one of those precious bits of paper. Reading matter is scarce in the village of Assam province and treasured highly. His father was an educated man. He would enjoy having something fresh to read.